Oh, well, hello, greetings, pals, gals, ladies, gents, does end ears. My name is Murica, and this is on a positive note. Happy Small Business Saturday. I figured, why not today? Just start up a new podcast. No, I'm kidding. It was I've been brewing this up for a little while, and I tried to do some recordings on Thanksgiving and then some on Black Friday, and you can barely hear me. It's like a little 5-year-old took the microphone and decided to play with it for a little bit, which is honestly what I did when I was 5. Hi, I'm Kasem, and this is America's Top 40. I loved doing voices and recording music on the radio and, throwing my 2 cents in. So, with that being said, this is my brand new podcast. The philosophy behind this one is if you keep a positive mind frame, you can create a positive life for yourself. I've been putting this into action actually for the last couple few months, like seriously, like actually seriously getting into that habit and routine, just being positive. And I can tell you how my life has changed. I'm going to tell you how my life has changed. It has changed amazingly, actually. It's changed for the better. It's changed so exponentially and rapidly, that I'm actually kind of shocked by it. So that was the philosophy behind it. I also kind of know about something. There was a movie and a book called The Secret. I will reference it later in my references podcast, my segment. My thanks to mode. And it's basically about the idea of it, and the theory about it is, yeah, all of us have the ability to speak any want, need, or desire into existence, basically manifest destiny. For example, I'm thinking and saying that I'm going to have a bad day. Like, man, this sucks. I'm gonna have a bad day now. I know it. Well, unfortunately, you just spoke that into existence. You are now going to have a bad day. And that has been a consistency in my life, was just always finding the negative. Because honestly, sometimes it's just a lot easier to find the negative in life, and the positive might seem far away or not easily obtainable, and but it is. And I actually learned about The Secret at my first treatment center for drug and alcohol addiction just over a year ago, November 18th of 2020 would have been my only sobriety date, but it was my first sobriety date. My second sobriety date is actually June, no, sorry, July 14th of this year. I was not done learning some lessons, relapses in some people's story. It's a part of my story. But honestly, I think I needed that other root to grow and latch on. And so here I am, almost 5 months sober for me, you guys. And like I said, I am absolutely loving the new life that I have right now. And I'm trying to spread the word. If I can reach one person, I'm honored. If I can reach 1,000 people, I'm even more honored. I like making people smile, making people happy, listening to people. I'm very much empathic towards people and their issues and what they're going through, and also part of my genetics, I'm about a third Romanian. More about that in a later dated podcast we haven't to be announced. So the idea for the podcast really came from me being basically my fiance's Zazu, if you will. Hello, love. Good morning. And here's the morning report. little news tidbits and funny must-see moments of television that, occurred through the night or whatnot. And, obviously the vocal impersonations are a part of that. And he said to me one day, he goes, you're quite enjoyable with your acting out of the moments that I missed out on. Even the dirty puns that I find on the wholesome TV shows. Those are honestly my favorite. But, so he works Graves. Right now he's actually in the next studio room over. He's in the cozy studio. He's not feeling so well today. He's got problems with his mouth. Tooth or something, I'm not sure, but I did run to go get him some Orajel or some oral anesthetic. Now that the CVS is closing, there's a whole bunch of CVS closing, which is sad news. However, CVS did state through a source at NBC, the news at 6 o'clock in the morning, because that's what I watch, that they are planning on fulfilling or filling other positions within the company with those workers that are laid off. So that is the positive note on that. So if you're kind of catching on to what I'm doing here, we're trying to find the positivity in life. We're trying to make the positive things happen. So I'm just gonna go ahead and segment this one off, you guys. This whole show, this first show, has been recorded over the Thanksgiving weekend. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I do apologize if some of the segments are a little bit hard to hear, but I think that they are good meat and potatoes, and I really don't want to re-record them. And honestly, this is my first time doing anything like this, but I'm loving this new endeavor. I really hope that you will start listening and start following. I've got a lot of off bleh, bleh, a lot of awesome things to talk about. That is, if I can keep my tongue from falling out of my mouth from trying to talk too fast. So, like I said, my name is Marika. This is On a Positive Note, and I hope you guys give us a follow. You can reach me and our production team at On the Number One Positive Note at gmail.com. That is On One Positive Note at gmail.com. The one is a number one. The rest of it is spelled out, no spaces. Also, you can follow us on Instagram. Our production team is trying to flurry everything as fast as we can to try to start this official business going. Got my little business license. I'm so excited. So, hope to make your day more positive. Follow us, like us, reach out to us. I'm always happy to hear from anybody, really. Don't be scared. Be all right. All right. Have a good time, and we'll see you. Talk to you later. So I am probably one of the only people in the world that did not have turkey for Thanksgiving. I chose to do so, A, because, it's just me and Mr. Oatmeal, and honestly, I'm not going to be eating turkey for the next 12 days because, we're very small in our family, in our extended family, you know, right now. It's just my flapjack and, flapjack side dish, and then we've got the production mouse named Stuart. He's a little friendly guy. We'll talk more about Stuart later. So today we had a delicious course of I actually did baked oven baked chicken breasts, and I did some string beans or green beans, and I also did some mac and cheese. And the awesome thing about the green beans came out amazing. So I actually sautéed them, got them a little bit brown, and I threw them right over a little a bed of Funyuns, actually, to kind of give it that French fried onion casserole kind of look, and it looked and tasted so amazing. So that was the veggie in the course, and then we had mac and cheese, simple. And then for the chicken was the best part. So I recently heard of a thing where instead of using eggs to dredge, you use mayonnaise. And then, whatever coating that you want, whether it be breadcrumbs or flour or whatever. I like to get creative with my coatings. So today I tried Funyuns because I had them for the casserole. I figured, well, why the fuck not, It turned out so amazing. So here's what I did. I got, some Funyuns, crushed them up real, real fine, to where it's just like that crummy. Salted it, peppered it to taste, and then you literally just slather your chicken breast in mayonnaise. Make sure it's got a really good coating both sides. And then you stick it in the Funyun crush, stuff. And then, flip it on both sides, make sure it's got a really even coating, and then put it immediately on like your oven tray with I didn't use any tin foil, honestly. It's a trigger. That's so funny. Not really, but anyway. So, and then I had the oven at, I think it was 400 degrees, and I just, let it sit. Put those guys in there, did the green beans, did the mac and cheese, and let me tell you, this was the most amazing chicken I've ever had. It was crispy. You think that as soon as I heard the mayonnaise bit, somebody said, "Oh, you just dredge it in mayonnaise." I'm like, "You've got to be effing kidding me. That sounds so disgusting." But actually, after all is said and done and it bakes through, I can't describe it. You got to try it yourself. So, like I said, it was 400 degrees. I think 20 to 30 minutes. What I do with chicken, because I'm never sure if it gets cooked fully on the inside, I usually boil my chicken breasts first and then prepare them whatever way you want, That also helps, like if your chicken's really dry, it actually helps kind of, put some moisture back in your chicken. So that's just a little bit of mouth-watering tips for you. Sorry, I kind of get a little tripped up sometimes. But yeah, there's some cooking tips for you. If you're gonna make a day, make it a positive one. If you're gonna make it a meal, just make sure it's good. Make it with love. They can always taste love. On that note, keep it positive. Hey, y'all. So this little segment is called Misty-Eyed America. So today, we're watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, me and Mr. Oatmeal, and we're, kind of laughing, joking, One of my favorite things to do growing up was watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and, see all the musicals that were on Broadway at the time and the floats and all that stuff. And, ever since I've gotten sober, well, I mean, I've always been super emotional. Like, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I swear I've called numerous plumbers to fix my eyes, but they just won't stop leaking. So apparently your heartstrings are attached to your tear ducts, or at least mine are. So we're watching Wicked, and I'm telling him about, Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth and how they originated the part on Broadway. And then they show a promo for West Side Story, which is actually coming out in theaters in December, and it looks amazing because, first of all, I think it's because it's directed by Steven Spielberg, and it's kind of still set in that 70s looking era. And I think the reason why I like musicals being brought to the big screen is only if they're done right. Like, there's a few hits, there's a few misses. I'm super excited for Tick Tick Boom. I'm excited for Annie coming out on NBC. I'm a huge Broadway geek. I love Broadway. Love it, love it. Always have. One of my favorites is Rent. So we're watching Wicked being performed, and then it cuts to a commercial. And at the time, I wasn't even sure of what product they were promoting, and right now I'm still not sure of the product they were promoting. I know the company, it was Apple, and it's this little snowman, and you see him, and he gets rescued by this little girl. She puts him in the freezer. Like, I really gotta watch it over again, but it, like, it's sitting there and it's pulling on my heartstrings because it's like seasons changing and the snowman still remains in the refrigerator or the freezer, and there's a little girl on the counter and she's sleeping by the refrigerator to make sure he's okay, and it's just the most endearing thing. And it goes on, and it finally gets to be winter again, and she takes the snowman out of the freezer and she goes and puts him outside, and the second she steps away, a car comes and runs him over. That was probably the best commercial I have seen in a long time. It definitely appealed to both my sides, the sensitive and the oh so morbid, I guess that you would call that side of me, or off kilter. Anyway, so Saving Simon, I believe, is the name of that commercial. If you want to go and look it up and see the crying tears into turns into tears of joy in a minute and 30 seconds. It was awesome. So that was my misty-eyed Merca moment, and hope you keep listening. Here's my daily deep thought on the Today Show this morning. Hoda Kotb reporting President Biden is good to go after his routine colonoscopy. Just gonna give you a moment to let that one sink in. Did she really mean to do that dirty bun? Did you catch the dirty bun? Let me just say it one more time. After a routine colonoscopy, President Biden is good to go. That was your daily funny. Hey y'all, it's Merca. So this is my Merca's memories. I, like I said in the intro piece, have learned basically to think more positive, and I'll eventually be more positive and have a more positive life. And if I wasn't living this life and somebody told me about the turnaround that they had made in just the last 5 months and also the last year, I wouldn't believe it. It's like there's absolutely no way, you know? Yes, there is. If you are willing to take the resources that are offered to you, and if you really want the help, it's out there. And if you really want the help and you take it, you have to be completely transparent when it comes to finding out what services are available to you and applying yourself and actually going for it. You know, the I hate to say it because of, you know, where I am numerically in age does not match what I'm, you know, what I'm doing right now. But right now I'm trying a new endeavor, you know. In 2 years I could be, you know, doing the same old crap and bullshit that I've been doing for the last 25 years that have gotten me absolutely nowhere. Or I could, you know, take some initiative and do a couple of things, move my feet in the right direction and see where it's gonna get me. And that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm here to tell you, like, I couldn't have asked for a better life, you know? And I loved the little things. And, you know, I don't care if, you know, there's not that many shinies, you know, the shiny enough of being alive is the shiny enough for me. Having an actual bed is the shiny enough for me. And having my absolutely amazing husband to be providing fucking everything. I'm so grateful for him. He's a big part of this journey. If I didn't have him, you know, I'm not really sure that I'd be out of treatment yet. But here I am. Here we are. We're working it out day by day, you know. He's amazing. I love him so much. And eventually you guys will meet him when he's not feeling down. So, like I said, resources, they are available if you need them. I recently had the opportunity to have two different treatment centers. Invite me to get help at their places. And it really honestly was by invite. The first time I really didn't want to go, it was very, very cold November morning. I was at that time homeless and I was living in the tunnels of Las Vegas, underneath the streets of Las Vegas. The bulldozers were coming that day to clear us out. Metro was right outside along with the homeless outreach team, and they asked if I, you know, well, first they asked me if what my name was, and then they asked me if that was my real name because it's pronounced America, but it's spelled like America, which hence the nickname America. That's a another podcast in of itself. So after they asked me their questions, the next question they asked was one I never expected. It was, "Do you need help?" And I said yes. So they took me into you know, onto the surface, basically, and you know, asked me if I wanted to get some things, and I said no, I'll just go as is. And there I went. You know, I went with the in the back of the cop car, not in handcuffs, you know, because it was voluntary. And that night I had gotten sober. I was homeless for 3 years after a slow, steady decline of the quality of life that I was living. I have also had years long issues with substance abuse, about 25 years, mostly methamphetamines, but a little bit of heroin as well. I had destroyed any sort of good relationship with any family member, including my kids. Thank God my kids still love me and are being well taken care of by my mother, because I'm not sure if I could live with myself if I thought that something bad happened to them because of my addiction and my willingness to just throw everything away for that next high. So I went to a treatment center, like I said, November 18th of 2020. I stayed there until about mid-March of 21. Like I said, I wasn't done learning some lessons, so I did, like they say, go back out there, learned a couple more lessons out there, and then I came back into treatment at a different facility, August 3rd. My new sobriety date was July 14th. I went and I got sobered up at the same facility I graduated from in April, but the powers that be, decided that I would be best suited if I went to a different facility and got a new learning experience. And that was a really big step for me. I remember the awful preconceived notion that I had, and I'm not going to share it, because it's going to make me look like a terrible, terrible person. But this was my addict mind still talking when I made that preconceived notion, and quickly regretted, might I add, at this new treatment facility. So I was there for a little under 60 days, but I was in treatment for almost 90 days. And at that point, I got out and I came to live with my fiance, who had just gotten the place, his place, the day before, and it is now our place. Shortly after that, we've just been building, the whole leveling up, and it's an amazing, amazing life. He has been supportive of me, and my, I guess you would call it comorbidities that I'm still living with or dealing with my old addiction. I still have a lot of struggles with social anxiety, and I'm actually, in lieu of going out and getting a 40-hour or 30-hour part-timer position, I'm actually going to go to school and continue my education and hopefully get some sort of degree in either counseling or media arts or social work or journalism or something. The possibilities and the options are endless, and I'm really looking forward to exploring all and any of those. And I want to reach out to you as you guys reach out to me. Please, if there's anything that you guys can suggest to me that I should take, let me know. If you guys missed the previous segment, I did give out the way that you can reach us, which is our Gmail and our Instagram are the same. It is on the number one positive note at gmail.com. Go ahead, reach out. Let me know what you guys think. Positive feedback, only positive feedback will be accepted. Keeping in light and in subject with the show. I really hope that you guys are enjoying this. I am immensely enjoying doing this. Like I said, it satisfies my little 8-year-old self in the living room on my tape recorder. Hi, this is Amy Kasem, and this is America's Top 40. But this is, on a positive note, my new podcast. So hopefully you guys are enjoying it. If I put a smile on one person's face, hell, I've done my job for the day. So please, feedback is awesome and wonderful. And I'm working on more objects, not objects, on more topics for you guys. And I really, really hope that you guys will follow and listen in, as this might be the next big thing. And that is on my positive note. Hopefully, you've got a positive note too. Reach out. Talk to you later. Bye.